Okay, we're learning the laws of blessings, and we're learning a text by the Alter Rebbe. Originally, he wrote this text as part of his Siddur, his blessings books, and so on, his prayer book, in order for it to be easier to have the most important and practical laws regarding the blessings. That's why he wrote this text over here that we're learning. Having said that, anyway, it's a complex text because it goes back and forth and different types of blessings, and I'm assuming already that you know the blessings and whatever, you know the text, and we're discussing now which blessing has to be recited upon which thing. Okay, we're in the chapter 1 and law number 7. Al kol oichlim u'mashkim uvarachim achareyem boirei nefashes rabbah. So any food or any drink, you can make a blessing after it, after eating it. And the blessing is boirei nefashes rabbah, that God creates many types of souls. Souls in this case doesn't mean human beings, even though he creates also human beings. But it means all kinds of creatures, anything, even the cheese I'm just eating. Yeah, God created that. So you can make this blessing after each food. Now, I'm going to read the whole text over here of paragraph 7, so to speak, Zayin, but not necessarily it applies to Bnei Noach, and I'll explain why, so patience. So again, for any type of food or any type of drink, you can make a blessing, boirei nefashes rabbah, that God creates many kinds of living creatures or creatures, whatever. Except for bread. Oh, what do you say for bread? After eating bread, you say what is called in Hebrew, Birchas Hamazon, the blessing after the food. And I'll stop here and then I'll continue. This particular blessing does not apply to Bnei Noach. Makes no sense at all for a non-Jew to recite this blessing. Might be nice, might have interesting information, anything you want to say, it's okay, but it doesn't make sense. It doesn't make sense. Why? Because over there, actually, Birchas Hamazon has four blessings. It's a long blessing, so to speak, but it's actually four blessings. The first one was established by Moshe Rabbeinu when the manna came down from heaven. He established this blessing. Now, the man came down for Jews. Okay, that's point number one. Point number two, the second blessing was established by Yeshua ben Nun. Yeshua, the next leader after Moshe Rabbeinu, when they went into the land of Israel. So they made the second blessing, thanking God for the land of Israel. God did not give these to Bnei Noach, so it doesn't make any sense to say. And the third blessing was established by Shlomi HaMelech, King Solomon, whatever, when he built the first temple and so on. It doesn't apply to Bnei Noach. So it doesn't make any sense from any point you want to look at it. And there's a fourth blessing that is actually a later blessing, a rabbinical blessing. The first three are biblical blessings, but because our sages learn from the verses in the Torah itself that we have to actually thank God for the food we have, the sustenance we have, the land of Israel we have, the temple we have, and so on. Those are the three first blessings. The fourth blessing was established by the Rabban Gamliel. Rabban Gamliel, it's a long story, but basically he established together with his, based in his court of law, this fourth blessing, thanking God that he allowed the dead people of Betar, I'll explain this in a second, dead people of Betar to be buried. The Romans, around the year 100 after Common Era, 120, were so angry that the Jews rebelled against them. With a whole story, really long story that I'm not going to say now, a sad story, Bar Kochva, though some people have him like a hero in the Jewish world, and he was a terrible person, he killed his uncle, and he was a sage, and his uncle was a sage, and he killed him, and so he organized a whole rebellion against the Romans, and the Romans were so angry that they destroyed him, together with thousands and thousands of Jews. And they were so angry that they did not allow the bodies to be buried for years. The bodies were there in the field, not getting rotten, whatever, for years. Until at some point in story, they allowed the burial of the bodies. And that's why our sages established a fourth blessing, Hatov Yomeit. The God is good and we thank him and so on. none of these blessings actually have anything to do with Bnei Noach. Tell you more, if a person wants to, a non-Jew wants to make up, literally invent, some kind of thanking God, not a blessing, we cannot make up new blessings, but we can thank God. Thank you for the new Ferrari I have, and thank you so much. You can do it, and it's fine. No problem. You can say God's name. It's okay. But having said that, we do have a blessing for that. Boirin Efashes Rabois. We do have a blessing for that, for thanking for any kind of food, and this is what the Alter Rebbe is saying. So, except for bread, Jews for bread do recite a different blessing, actually four blessings. Except for not just bread, for seven types of fruits that the land of Israel is actually praised in the verses. What are these seven types? My English is not the best, but chita means wheat. Seoira is barley. Gefen is grapes. Te'ene is figs. Rimoin is pomegranate, I think. Zeis is olives. Tamara is dates. For these things, we actually make a different type of blessing, which is called Me'ein Sholosh. What does that mean in plain English? Means almost like the three blessings. What are you talking about? Yeah, like the three blessings of Birchas Hamazon. It contains the same ideas, even though very short. So again, just as the blessing after the food for bread, it doesn't make any sense for a non-Jew to recite it, this blessing also doesn't make any sense. It talks about the land of Israel and the Yerushalayim and so on. It doesn't make sense. And also for wine that comes out of the grapes, we say a special blessing. Now, over here, the Alter Rebbe, I don't know the exact words in English, you'll forgive me, but it says kusmin. Kusmin, it's one type of wheat, and then shibol is shual, it's another type of, a derivative, so to speak, of barley. These are still called wheat and barley, so just as if they were wheat and barley properly. Okay, that's number seven. Important information for Bnei Noach, not to make Birchas Hamazon. That's why many people make a mistake also. They pick up a prayer book of Jews and they start praying. And it might sound very nice, but the truth is you're saying things that don't make any sense. You're not supposed to be saying them, those things to God. Okay, let's move on. Eight, Ches. You don't say, Boirei minei mezoinois. You don't say this blessing that God creates different types of sustenance that we defined before in the previous class, that we have to say this blessing for cookies, cake, anything made of the five grains, the five famous grains, whatever, and it's not bread. It's not bread. So we're going back to the blessing before the food. So we don't say this blessing that God creates all kinds of different kinds of sustenance for grain, like plain grain, if you want to eat wheat. You don't say this blessing. It's wheat. It's boi de pri adama. It's a fruit of the earth. It's wheat. And you don't say after eating this other blessing that the Alter Rebbe just defined in the previous paragraph, me'ein shalosh, this blessing that actually includes three blessings, short version of blessings from the blessings after the food for bread. We don't say this except when you eat it in a way it is eaten. What does that mean? For instance, you make a plate done with flour or with grain itself that was divided in two or three parts or more, like grinded, but not grinded like flour. Either you can grind it like real flour, very, very short, small pieces, like flour, or you divide it a little bit bigger, like the food you give to babies. It's not made of flour. It's, you take grains, you break the grains, and you mix it with milk or something like that, hot water, whatever, and you give it to the baby. This kind of food, if it's done with water or with other type of liquids, like, for instance, milk, this is what is called in Hebrew daisa. Daisa, again, is this baby food that you give to the babies. That's when you say, actually, boire minei mezoinois. or even if it's not divided, the wheat is not divided, or the grain is not divided, you just took out the shell. And you usually eat it like that, cooked. Like, for instance, he brings an example of food over here, rifus shel se'orim, like some kind of plate made of barley. This is one situation in which you would say, that God creates different types of sustenance and not that God creates the fruit of the earth. But we didn't finish. It's a long paragraph and it's a difficult one. However, there are those who say that you, those opinions that actually hold, that you say this blessing only when this food that you prepared, suppose the daisa, this food for the babies, it's really like all pieces are glued. Like if you see in your plate different grains, and when you pick up the grains, they're not all together, all glued together, they're just grain in the same plate, but it's not all together. So you say boire priadama, because after all, you're actually eating grain. We're not discussing over here if it's good or not, if you like it or not, I don't care. But you're eating grain. So you say, the blessing you say for that, kind of food is that God creates the fruit of the earth. But if you're eating some kind of, it looks like a dough or something like that, like it's all packed up in one thing, not necessarily a dough. We're not talking about dough, so don't misunderstand me. I'm not talking about dough because nobody eats dough. I'm talking about a baby food that you could actually see some kind of grain over there mixed with milk and hot milk or something like that, but it's all glued together. It's like one big thing. And again, going back to the text, there are certain opinions that hold that you only say boire min ha'mezonos, not when you have the grain that is not necessarily grinded, but broken into pieces. But also, there's another condition. The condition that has to be all glued together, because you cooked it so much that the grain ended up gluing, whatever, being one big food. But if you have the grain by itself, and you did not take out the shell of the grain, and it's not all like made one thing, you don't say by the minimizinos, rather you say by the priadama, that God creates the fruit of the earth. And then after eating this, you say by the nefashes rabbis, this blessing that includes all kinds of food, that God creates all kinds of different souls and so on, and you don't say this special blessing for grain. In the previous paragraph, the Alter Rebbe defined there's a special blessing for grain, because grain is one, the wheat and barley, is and its derivatives, is one of the things, one of the fruits that the land of Israel was actually praised for. Yeah, but that special blessing, you only say it in certain conditions. That's what the Alter Rebbe is saying over here. In the previous paragraph, he didn't define what are those conditions. I just said cookies and cake and so on. But right now, he's explaining the conditions. Cookies and cake, it's an easy case. Of course, it's some kind of mozoin, something that actually fills your belly. But over here, it's like an intermediate state. It's not grain, because if it's grain, you say, boi de priyadama, that God creates the fruit of the earth. That's clear, easy. But over here, again, it's an intermediate case. It's not a cake, but it's not grain. Well, so what is it? Okay, I put milk, I put grain, maybe broken into pieces, maybe without the shell, and I made a whole thing over there, and I'm going to give it to my baby, and I want to eat something also. I want to eat part of this also. So what blessing do you say? If you sold one piece, boile minim mezainis. God creates different types of sustenance. If you see the grains, and it's not one piece, boile priyadama. God creates actually the fruit of the earth. Why? Why is this like that? Because the land of Israel was not praised in this kind of eating, in this kind of food. If you're eating grain, like plain grain, even cooked grain, but it's not made one piece, one all glued together, it's not such a praiseable way of eating, so to speak. So you're not saying a special blessing for a simple food. That's the logic behind it. However, the Alter Rebbe didn't finish. There are opinions that actually have doubts on this thing that I just explained. Parentheses, it's not in the text, but I think it's important to understand what's going on. In general, the Alter Rebbe, when you look at the Shulchan Aruch, the Code of Law of the Alter Rebbe, it's very, he quotes different opinions, and then he tries to lead you into fulfilling in the best way possible in order to for most opinions to be okay with what you're doing. That's how we understand, so to speak, Jewish law. And that's not just him. Many other authorities also do the same. But the point is, his text is called Leshonoi Hazav, how do you say this, gold language. Because he goes back and forth, and he shows you see, after all these opinions, this is the best way you can do this, in a very, very clear way. Okay, so over here, we just define when to say Bo'i D'Pri Ha'Adamah, when to say that God creates the fruit of the earth, when to say Bo'i D'Min HaMezaynus, that God creates different types of sustenance. However, there are those opinions that have doubts on this. If you should say after this food, Bo'i D'Nefashos Rabbos Ein Sholesh. If you should say the blessing, the general blessing that God creates all kinds of creatures, or a more specific blessing that includes just those fruits that the land of Israel was praised on, because over here we're eating grain. So therefore, since there are opinions that have doubts on this, these opinions actually hold that you should not eat this kind of food except inside of a within the framework of a seuda. Now we're going to define this later. For right now, seuda means when you're eating bread, because bread is the main food, as we explained before, and therefore it includes all kinds of other foods. So it's going to happen a few times that the Alter Rebbe is going to say, look, there are doubts on which blessing you should say regarding this particular food. So you know what? Eat bread. You'll say the most important and general blessing of bread, and that includes all foods. That's it. And it's a proper thing to be worried about this opinion that has doubts in the first Lechatchila means in the best way you can do it. However, if you happen to be eating this thing and you can't have the bread right now, you don't have the time, you don't have the bread, or whatever the case, so you better say Bo'i D'Nefashos Rabbos. You better say this blessing that includes all kinds of food. Because after all, again, Lechatchila means in first instance, this is the best way of doing things. Bedi'avad means I can't do it in the best way. So how should I do it? In this case, you don't have bread, you don't have the time or whatever, so you know what? Say this general blessing, and for sure you're going to be fine. It's going to be fine. So, just a very short summary, because it was a long law with back and forth, back and forth. When you have doubts on a specific type of food, and not just because you don't know, but in this case, we have doubts because our sages have doubts on which blessing to recite. So we recite the most, the blessing that includes most kinds of food as possible. And therefore, you're going to be fine because for sure it includes also that food. That's the logic behind it. Nine. Flour made out of the five types of grain. And what did you do with this flour? You actually boiled it in water. You actually boiled it in water or other types of liquids, and you have now a mixture. This is something like when people, I see my wife, I don't do it, but she makes cake. It's like a very soft thing, flour with oil and sugar and whatever it has. It's a very soft mixture, and you can actually pour it. You can't pick it up with your hand because it's like liquid. It's almost like liquid. So this is what the Alter Rebbe is talking about. You took flour and you mixed it with water or whatever else, oil and so on. If this is very soft, rach, very, very soft, to the point that you cannot actually, you can, you could actually drink it. The only way you can actually consume this thing is by drinking it, and it's not going to actually fill your belly. You're not going to be satisfied out of eating this, because it's like drinking some kind of liquid, some kind of drink. Which blessing should you make for this thing? I don't think you should actually drink it, but whatever, if you want to drink it, which blessing should you make? Shakol niobidvare. That a guy, everything was created by his word. It's like a weird drink. And besides this weird kind of drink, of course, for Coke, water, apple juice, or whatever, we're going to learn this later. I don't think today, but whatever, we're going to learn this. You say Shakol niobidvare. Everything was created by his word. The novelty over here, the weird case over here, is that we just said in the previous laws that when you're eating grains, because the grains are part of the fruits that the land of Israel was praised for, so it's a special blessing. Here, you're eating grains in a very weird way. You're actually drinking grains. So you don't say this special blessing. Forget it. This is a weird way of eating. So it's not like a honorable way of eating grains. Therefore, you say a lower kind of blessing, lower type of blessing, Shakol niobidvare. However, that everything was created with this word. However, if this mixture is actually thick, avktsas, a little bit thick, somewhat thick, whatever that means, I don't know, that you could actually eat it. It's some kind of dough. It's not like real bread dough, because that's another thing. That's a bread. Over here, it's a kind of dough, but it's weird. Weird dough. And you could actually eat it again. And you can actually satisfy your heart with this. Like, your belly is going to be actually full. That's what you're going to feel. Even though it's not really thick, that you could actually chew it. No, you can't chew this. But it's not liquid, and it's not chewable. Then you say, "Boy, the mina mezoinis." Then it's some kind of cookie, cake, or weird thing. And after that, for Jews, you say this blessing that includes the other three blessings of the Birchas Hamazon, like short version. And for non-Jews, of course, "Boy, the nefashes rabbis." That everything was created by his word. 10. This is a tough one. Actually, it's connected to the next two. It's a weird thing, even in the Talmud. So the Alter Rebbe is going to do his best, so to speak, for us to be clear on this. But it's weird, weird loss. Doichan, whatever that means. I'm not going to translate on purpose. Doichan, what does that mean? This kind of grain is just like any other kind of legume. And you say, when you're eating this thing, Shakol niobidvare, that everything was created by his word. Even if you eat a bread made of flour made of this thing, doichan, why am I not translating this? Because later the Alter Rebbe is going to say, I don't know what doichan means, because the Talmud says, I don't know what it means. So the Talmud does say these laws, and the confusion over here is between rice, which actually is called oirez, rice, and some other kind of grain similar to rice. So there's a doubt over there, which one is what, and in the Talmud itself. That's why the Alter Rebbe is going to be like ambiguous on this. Okay, so for instance, just to be clear, if you eat rice bread, halachically speaking, that's not called bread. Yeah, people call it bread. I don't care what people call it. It's not bread. Bread means from wheat, flour, and those five grains, whatever they are, but not rice. Okay, so again, over here we're defining doichan. And doichan, you say shehakoy. It's like just another legume. And even if you made a bread out of it, I don't care. Or if you made some kind of flour and you put it in a dish, I don't care. That's called doichan, that's not bread, and so on. But, however, oirez, whatever that means, we have two words over here that I'm not translating on purpose. If you cooked it to the point that actually became like glued together with the other grains, or you actually grind it and you made a bread out of this, then you say boi demina mizoines. That's called somewhat of a bread. Then you say that God creates all kinds of sustenance. You do have something that fills your belly, so to speak. However, after eating this, you say boi nefashos rabois, that God creates all kinds of creatures. See how each blessing is interesting to note. Each blessing is like a parenthesis. Opens with something, and ends up with something. And you usually, you cannot mix one thing with the other. If you're eating bread, you started with hamoitzi lechem min ha'aretz, that God takes out bread from earth, and for Jews, it ends up with birchas hamazon, and for non-Jews, bo'i nefashos rabois, and that's fine. Because you're eating bread, and so on. But over here, we have a weird case. You took oires, whatever that means. I'm not translating. You took oires, and you made a bread out of that. Oh, that's somewhat of a bread. So you say, boi demina mezoines. If you take doichan, that I did not translate, and you made a bread out of that, forget it, that's not bread. Shiakol nevidvaroi. Everything was created by his word. But you took oires. Oh, yeah, that's some kind of bread. Boi demina mezoines. That God creates all kinds of sustenance. But afterwards, you don't say the bracha me'ein shalosh, that bracha that includes a short version of the three blessings of the blessings after the food. No, you say bo'i nefashos rabois, that God creates all kinds of creatures. However, there are opinions that hold that even if this oires was not actually all glued together because you cooked it so much, even then you do say bo'i demina mezoinais. Even then you say, boi minimum zaynus, that God creates all kinds of sustenance. So this opinion is more lenient, so to speak, gives you more opportunities to make a more specific blessing. Because the oires, whatever that means, is not so glued together and so much cooked, and you still make a blessing of boi minimum zaynus. However, again, our sages themselves have this doubt. Therefore, the proper way of doing things is to say shehakoyl. Just say the bracha that includes any kind of food. Everything was created by his words. When this oires is complete. But if you did say boire prio adama, and if you said that God creates the fruit of the earth, that's fine. You fulfill your obligation, because after all, it looks, it's complete, and it looks like a fruit of the earth. Okay, that was, so to speak, the Talmudic definition of doichan and oires, what you do with these two kinds of grain that we don't know what they are. But this is what the Talmud says, doichan and oires. Doichan, you can never make a bread of doichan. Oires, you cook some kind of bread, boi demina mezoines. Okay, nice. 11. What are these two things that I did not translate? I'll try to explain now. The custom of the world is to say that oires is rice. Rice is like in Yiddish, rice. So we call rice. Okay, that's oires. And doichan is hirs, some kind of other grain. In Spanish it's called mijo, whatever, I don't know. They gave it to birds to eat. It's like a small thing. Okay. This is what the world actually translates. Again, oires is rice, and doichan is some kind of, some other grain. However, there are those who explain the other way around. Oires is hirs, and doichan is rice. So what do you do? One way or the other. Therefore, a person that actually is God-fearing would not eat, not oires and not doichan, whatever they are, cooked, says the Alter Rebbe in the parentheses. It's interesting that when the Alter Rebbe says something in between parentheses means, I still have doubts. The Alter Rebbe himself, I still have doubts on this, but whatever. A God-fearing person would not eat this, any of these two, complete or not complete, cut out or all glued or not, except inside of a meal. Seuda. Meal means bread. But if you still eat it without a seuda, without a meal, you say shakol niabidvaro, and that's it. Don't get into trouble. Because after all, again, our sages have doubts on this. Not that you don't know, and therefore you'd have doubts, go learn. No. Our sages have doubts. I did learn. And therefore, you can use, so to speak, lechatchil, in first instance, you can use a blessing that includes all kinds of things. That's a correct behavior, so to speak. 12. In the bracha, in this blessing that includes the main shalosh, includes all kinds of, I'm sorry, the three blessings of the Birchas Hamazon in a short way, that applies to fruits of the seven species that we defined before. When you actually, this doesn't apply to non-Jews because it's explaining how to finish this blessing. You should include a specific phrase when you're actually outside of the land of Israel. But I think we can actually jump this because it doesn't even apply to non-Jews. So, okay, let's jump 12 and let's go to 13. Just a second. No, 13 also doesn't apply because it's also a specific way of saying this blessing that I just explained. We don't have to say. Okay, this is an interesting one. 14 also doesn't apply. And 15 also doesn't apply. Okay, 16 would apply, but I have to explain what's going on before that. I'm not going to read the text inside. I'll just explain the idea behind it. Sometimes you have different kinds of food that have actually the same blessing. And you might say one blessing for all the foods you have in front of you. And that's a correct thing to do. That's fine. For instance, let's suppose you have a salad, and in the salad you have cooked potatoes, and you have lettuce, I don't know, and you have something, whatever. And the blessing is the same, boide pri adama, for lettuce and potatoes. You don't have to say, actually it's wrong, when if you say a blessing for the potato and then a blessing for the lettuce. No. You take one of them, whichever you like more, and we're going to talk about this in a later chapter, and you say one blessing, having in mind the other products, whatever, that you're eating, that have exactly the same blessing. That's a correct thing to do. Over here in this law, 12, 13, 14, 15, and 16, the Alter Rebbe is explaining that you have to be careful if you're eating grapes and drinking wine. Because there could be a confusion over there about what exactly you had in your mind and what should be the blessing after the food, after eating this. You drank the wine and the grapes. So, you know what? You should separate the blessings, make the blessing for the grapes on one side, make the blessing for the wine on the other side, and don't mix things because you might make a mistake. In the case of non-Jews, important to mention, even when drinking wine, that the blessing for wine before eating is Boide priagofen, that God creates the fruit of the vine. Afterwards, you don't say this me'ein shalosh, this blessing that includes all kinds of things. And no. Boide nefash trabes. God creates all kinds of souls and creatures and so on, and that's fine. That's okay. That's a good thing to do. Now, in 17. And in 18, the Alter Rebbe is explaining laws that have to do with Birchas Hamazon. Which blessings, which foods, actually, this blessing is good for. So we're not going to learn it inside. I think it doesn't make any sense at all. But it's important to understand that this blessing for non-Jews, for sure, this blessing, Boire Nefashos Rabois, applies to, that you say after eating, applies to any kind of food, any sort of food. Actually, the Alter Rebbe doesn't bring it over here, but in the Gemara there's a story, I forgot the name of this guy, but he was like, he didn't know so much laws, whatever. And he was eating bread, and there were a group of sages, two guys watching this guy eating bread, to rabbis watching this guy eating bread, and after eating he said, Brich Rachman Elahana Mara de Haipita in Aramaic. He said, bless God, the Lord, he is the owner of this bread that I just ate. So the Talmud discusses whatever. People thought this was an ignorant guy. You don't even know the blessings? Go learn. But the sages that were looking said, hey, wait a second, this guy He knows what he's doing. Because this guy is blessing God for a piece of bread that he just ate. And the blessing that he just recited is a correct blessing. It's fine. That's the whole idea of the blessing, to thank God for what you just ate.
Whatever. What I'm trying to say is that for non-Jews, certainly, if you don't know which blessing to make, so besides going to the app and looking at the blessings, if you don't know which blessing to make, you say, boy, in a fascist rabbi, you're doing a correct thing. It's fine. It's okay. It's good. The Alter Rebbe brings over here that the proper behavior for a Jew should be, if you don't know the blessings, eat whatever you're trying to eat within the context of a meal with bread and so on. But
it doesn't make any sense for non-Jews. So the idea doesn't apply to non-Jews. Okay, let's go to 21. I'm jumping the rest because, again, we're going to discuss this for 2 hours and we're not going to have anything on our hands. That doesn't make sense. Let's go to 21, which is an interesting one. Wine. Our sages established a blessing, special blessing for wine. Why? So the Alter Rebbe explains from the Talmud, because it's Roish L'chol HaMashkin, is the head, the main liquid that people used to drink in those days. So therefore, when you make a blessing for wine, you actually don't need to make any blessing for any other drink. Suppose you're drinking wine in your meal. So you don't make a blessing for the wine, then for the water, and I want some Coke, I want some... No. That's it. You made the most important blessing for drinks. That's it. You don't need to make any other blessing. Let's see it in the text. Wine, because it's the most important liquid, therefore it poiter. Poiter in Hebrew means exemptuates with its blessing all kinds of drinks from the first blessing, and there's a change for Bnei Noach over here. From the first blessing, which is Shiako El Niobit Varoi, that means you're drinking wine. You say Boide Pri Agofen. That God creates the fruit of the vine. And then you want to drink Coke. The blessing for the Coke is Shiakol Nebidvare. Everything was created by his word. You don't need to make a blessing for Coke. Forget it. No. You made a blessing for wine. That's it. If the other drinks that you would drink in the meal, whatever, were in front of you when you made the blessing for the wine. Or that you had in mind, this is an important detail, that you had in mind that you were going to drink these things. Suppose you go... No, that's not the case. Go to a place is a different story that the Alter Rebbe is going to define it later. But suppose you're in your house and you just want to drink wine. Tonight you want to drink wine. And you're drinking wine and wine and you made the blessing and the wine. And suddenly, for whatever reason, you said, I also would like to drink beer. But you did not have in mind you were going to drink beer. Today is wine night. Now you want to drink beer. Okay, you have to make a blessing for the beer, because this was not in your mind when you made a blessing for the wine. However, if you had it in mind or you had it in front of you, like in the table, there was wine, there was beer, and you made the blessing for the wine because that's what you want to drink, you don't make a blessing for the beer. Now, on the other hand, let's go the other side. Tonight is beer's night, but somebody brought wine to the table. Am I obligated to make the blessing for the wine? I don't want to drink wine. I don't like wine. I like beer. I don't want wine. So you don't have to make a blessing for wine. You just make blessings for whatever you want to really eat or drink, whatever. If it happens afterwards, you change your mind. Okay, let's try this wine. It looks good. Okay, so you make a blessing and that's it. No problem. But it's not a lack of respect for the blessing of wine that you made a blessing for beer before, because you didn't want to drink the wine. Now, this thing of making blessings, let's go back to the text, for wine. And this blessing is good also for other drinks, because either you had them in front of you or you had in mind to drink the other drinks. This works even if you did not have a clear idea in your mind of making one blessing for everything else. So again, you did have an idea of drinking. You were drinking wine. You did have idea of drinking beer. Yeah, later I want to drink some beer also. So you made the blessing for the wine, and that's it. Not necessary to make more blessings for drinks. But when you did say the blessing for the wine, you did not have in mind that you're making also a blessing for the beer. You just made a blessing for wine. You don't need to make any other blessings. And same thing applies. I'm going to change a little bit the text over here because we have to apply it to Bnei Noyach, to non-Jews. Same thing applies to the blessing after the wine. Regular blessing after wine for Jews is Me'ein Sholosh, this blessing that is the three blessings after the food in a short way. But Bnei Noyach don't say this blessing. It doesn't make any sense. So you can make one blessing after the drinks, whether you drank wine, beer, or whatever you drank, it doesn't make a difference. One blessing is good for everything else. You don't need to make a blessing for the wine, and then for the beer, and then for the Coke. No, no, no. One blessing, and that's it. Now, this is a very interesting thing. And the truth is, what comes now, and it's going to appear later also, and it's an important thing. Over here, the Alter Rebbe says that if you drank wine less than the measurement of a reviz, reviz means 86 milliliters. That's a reviz, 86 milliliters. In that case, you don't need to make a blessing after the drink because it's not considered that you drank. It's such a small amount, you didn't actually drink anything. The truth is, for Bnei Noyach, it's not so simple. Why? Because it appears in different places. And Rambam says it clearly, Shiurim, the measurements, were not given to non-Jews. Measurements were only given to Jews. For whatever reason, doesn't matter right now. Alach le-Moshe mi-Sinai, they were given to Mount Sinai. It doesn't really matter why. But the point is that a non-Jew has to make a blessing after drinking, eating, and so on, even if he, she, whatever, drank, ate less than the measurement that a Jew would make a blessing. Still, it's considered like eating. I'm sure there are opinions that do not agree to this, and I can understand it. I can understand it. There's a rule called Safek Brachis Lehakel. If you have a doubt whether you should make a bracha, you should be lenient and don't say the bracha. I mean, it should be strict and don't say the bracha. I'm sorry. Don't say the bracha. So I would say don't ever drink or eat less than the measurement that a Jew would make a bracha afterwards, blessing afterwards. Don't get into trouble. Because if you don't say the bracha, you're not thanking God for what you just drank or ate. And if you do say the bracha, maybe you're mentioning God's name in vain. So either drink whatever you have to drink, more than 86 milliliters, and eat more than 28 grams of food, or don't drink and don't eat. That's the best way of saving yourself from doubts, so to speak, from doubts.